Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Mayor Brian Hatch about 2016 and things citizens should look forward to in the coming year.
2016, I think there's quite a few things to mention about the year. So first of all, just tell us about the past year and everything that went on in the city.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year in 2016. We've been busy. We've done a lot of things, a lot of exciting things for the city of Knoxville. And I guess to start out with, and most people probably know that our Economic Development Corporation, they've partnered with a developer out in Westridge, and we have three new houses that have gone up out there. So that's exciting. It's the first time in a long time we've had three houses go up at the same time, as long as I can remember. So that's really exciting to see that happen. Trails are a big deal. You know, a couple years ago, we had our community survey, and one of the big responses from that survey was trails. They would like to see our trail expand, have more trails to run on, to walk on, whatever it is that they want to do. So we've really put an emphasis on that this last year, and we went into our phase two of our master plan. We now have a trail master plan that goes all the way around the town. So we're currently working on phase two, and we have some exciting news coming up here in the near future, I think, about phase two. So I hopefully we can get that kicked off this next year and utilize that trail a little bit more than what we have in the past. One of the other big pieces that I was excited about this year was the comprehensive plan. For several years, I think it's probably been 10 to 15 years, if I recall, that we have not had a current comprehensive plan. So it was a major emphasis again for the council and staff to implement a new comprehensive plan. We just actually kicked that off about a week ago here with a JEO as a consulting group that has taken on that project for us. And I'm really excited about that because we really intend on making this a working, usable document that will guide us in the future for the next 10 to 15 years. So we're really excited to see where that goes. Downtown. I think everybody, you know, I get so many compliments about the downtown area, how nice it looks, and it does. It looks so great, especially in the summer. I think the street department guys, they take care of the flowers, the baskets, and everything like that, and I think they do such a great job with that. I'm so happy to have that downtown, the streetscape project finished and completed there, and it looks great. And now I think we're starting to reap some of those benefits from that. We're seeing a few businesses pop up here, and it's exciting to see that downtown area fill up and be more vibrant. So I'm super excited about that. Street improvements. We heard a lot, again, from the community survey a couple years ago about the streets, the quality of the street. They were in pretty bad shape, got a lot of work to do. So we implemented a 10-year plan to improve the streets. And last year was the first year of that. So we went in and we had, I think it was a $1.5 million project last year to improve the street. We went through, some of them were overlays, some of them were complete reconstruction, some patching, whatever it was. And I did hear about that quite a bit. You know, you can't get around town without a street closure, or, you know, detour, whatever it is. And I know it is hard, but that's the progress. We need to deal with it, and hopefully in the end it'll all be better. We do have that planned again this year. So in the spring and summer, we've got a construction project planned for street improvement. I think one of the major routes would be Robinson Street. It needs it, so that'll be good. It'll be a major traffic route in town, so it'll be hard for traffic for a while that's under construction, but at the end result, I think will be great.
Things people should be thinking about moving into the next year, especially with the comprehensive plan. You know, there's going to be a lot of community engagement coming out of that.
Yeah, that's correct. I hope we can get that. I know the consulting group that's working on this, one of their big priorities is involving the community. So I do encourage everybody to get involved if you're interested in that sort of thing at all. We want involvement from the community. We would love everybody's input. Everybody has their own expertise and their own field that they're involved in. So if there's some part of it, whether it's through the school district or the hospital or industry, whatever that is, please get involved and give us your input. We would love to have it.
You're into your third year as mayor of Knoxville. Setting out 2 years ago, the first time you were elected mayor, what were some of the things hoping to accomplish or things you were thinking about? And do you think we've managed as a city to meet some of those things, do some of the things you were hoping that the city would be able to do?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, everything takes time. So, the first year or two, really, you're just trying to understand where your place is and where you're at, get your head above water. It's difficult and to try to make much headway. And I think we're just now, in my third year, getting to that point where I feel comfortable and we can start to move forward. I think one of the things that we are starting to see a shift in the thought process, it's hard to get above that day-to-day operation phase. And I think you can get bogged down in that. And so I know as a mayor and with council and staff, we've all tried to kind of focus on dealing with those day-to-day operations, but also keeping in mind that big picture looking forward, that the future, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. And we are starting to take that into account, and we're starting to see that. So I think some of the steps that we can make today hopefully will benefit us 5-10 years down the road are the things that we need to be focusing on. And we're starting to see that, and so I'm pleased with that. Happy and proud to be serving the community as mayor, and hopefully can continue to do it for several years to come. So thank you.
Thanks again to Mayor Hatch. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.